Welcome to Real Flicks Reviews Movie News. This week we have Jonathan Charney, James Stevens,
Hello.
And Ryan Preston. This week's question is your favorite 80s or 90s TV series? And our answers in just a bit. So I don't know how many of you like the Arrested Development starring Jason Bateman.
No.
I have still never seen an episode of that, and people hate me for it.
So I've seen some episodes, usually as normal if you've watched the show. I'm not a big fan of comedies. I didn't like it, but there's going to be a season 5. Give it or take it. Not
can,
my.
Can I ask why?
Because people really dig it. I think they revived it because it was loved so much.
What the hell was the other one? Parks and Recs. Like, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah,
one either.
Well, that's the reason Chris Pratt's a huge name.
Good point. But and then the other one, the Trailer Park Boys. Like, I don't find that shit funny.
No. Well,
and you know, if you look at the shirt I'm wearing an In Living Color T-shirt. With Homie the Clown on it.
You may want
I like comedies.
You may want to explain to people
what
In Living
Color was.
No,
Homie, don't play that.
Yeah, Homie, don't play that.
So, that's all I got to say.
Another interesting piece of news that I ran into, this one's not actually on our Facebook page yet, is Netflix is going to be making a Witcher TV series.
I did hear about that.
I don't know if you're not familiar with it, Witcher is actually a video game.
Yeah.
Should be available on all platforms, PC and Xbox.
I played... I think the third one. I wasn't impressed.
I liked it a little bit. The problem for me is you're competing against my love for Bethesda.
Yeah.
And Bethesda does. Witcher does some things that Bethesda hasn't done in a long time. And certain controls. And I don't like the gameplay. The style of gameplay on
it. Yeah.
But
I understand it. The one that I played reminded me too much of kind of like the limited abilities of Morrowind.
The story's pretty badass, though, so it was something I'm remotely interested in. I'd love to see something revolving a video game that was good and didn't star the chick who's in Resident Evil.
Mila Jovovich.
Yeah, I was trying not to mention her name, but yeah.
You want to see something like the Street Fighters again or the Mortal Kombats?
If they're good, yeah. Because there was a reboot, there was a web series of Mortal Kombat that was actually interesting. I think it was a web series. I watched it online. And Jackie Chan, Sylvester Stallone team up for a Scott Way directing... darn it, hold on.
I mean, are they going to be going around on crutches and walkers?
Yeah, I mean, the problem is...
I'm pretty sure Jackie Chan can't stand straight without like sounding like popcorn going off. I mean, the dude has injured himself so much.
Yeah, when Sylvester Stallone, thanks to the miracles of modern chemistry.
I mean, that happened, what, like 98? They started pumping him with, formaldehyde?
I was going to say, that's chemistry from like the 80s.
Yeah. To star in X-Baghdad, a timely action thriller Scott Way has been set to direct. It's an $80 million budget film that has become one of the biggest budget films to come out of China. I like Sylvester Stallone. I like Jackie Chan. I think at this point they're kind of pushing it a little bit.
Well, look, Jackie Chan to me is
nostalgia.
No, not nostalgia. I mean, to me, he's like I was going to say he's a national treasure, but he's not American.
No,
but no, I want to claim him. I would love to be able to claim Jackie Chan, but. I think that's why Jackie would be doing it is because it's a Chinese production,
okay.
And he has such a passion for Chinese cinema, and he wants it to be more mainstream and for the Western audience to understand their style and everything. And
it's not Rush Hour.
Yeah, and it's not Rush Hour too. And he didn't really necessarily want to do the second and the third one and. You know, the money talked him into it, and obviously the more notoriety, but everything he does is almost to further the, his passion of, again, Chinese cinema.
From what I've seen the Chinese cinema, I saw The Great Wall, and I've seen other Chinese movies. I actually like their style of things.
Obviously, we're all kung fu movie fans, you know what I mean? I've been a Chinese filmmaking fan for a while.
Well, my favorite thing about The Great Wall is a lot of it, there wasn't a whole lot of CGI from everything I've read about it. Like, they used actual actors and extras, like old school movie making, stuff that I can actually say, I appreciate that versus, you know, Hollywood's all about, you know, the Technicolor rainbow. I mean, if you take a look at any of the Hobbit movies, it's obviously they prefer that over real people. Or if you see Tron 2, where they digitally de-age somebody and made it so you're kind of questioning if you're sober.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, is you start crossing, you know, that you can't really cross that uncanny valley. Your brain's still just like, no, this isn't what's going on here. I'm looking at a young Kurt Russell. I don't get it.
I actually thought that one was pretty well done, considering
it was the best that I've ever seen. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Still look like he had too much work done. I'm not quite sure.
But I'll tell you, the last time I saw Kurt Russell was Hateful Eight, and that dude looked grizzled in that movie.
He did. He really did.
So, I don't know. The next thing I'm going to talk about, I'm actually not sure if I'm happy about it, is the Hellboy reboot, and it will be without Ron Perlman.
Yeah, I heard this.
Ron Perlman... I don't know if he commented. There was somebody who actually stated, way to stay true to, you know, your actor type of thing.
Okay. My thing is, Ron Perlman is the man who can't say no.
True.
So this had to have been something going on with the casting director and the
stuff.
I mean, like,
see, because Guillermo's not even involved.
I know, that's what I'm saying. There's got to be a falling out here of something that we're missing.
Well, I don't think it's a falling out. I think it's you know, the rights must have gone to somebody else or something, or the studio obviously still owns it.
But how do you throw out Ron Perlman?
See, I'm thinking, my only thought is maybe the person who's going to direct it now wants to take it in a different direction.
And that's the only thing I can think of also. It's got to just be a totally revamped...
This is a fail before you've even started.
I'm going to give it a shot.
I was never that big of a Hellboy fan at the beginning.
I wasn't either, but I like Ron Perlman in the role.
I really don't like Ron Perlman that much.
In the role, that's what I'm saying. You don't like him as Hellboy?
You loved him as Beauty and the Beast.
No, I liked him in Sons. That was
That's what I was gonna say. I liked him in Sons of Anarchy. Of course.
I like Ron Perlman. And honestly, he's not my favorite actor. He's done movies I've liked. He's done movies I hated. But he was Hellboy. I mean, I'll be honest. I'm not the biggest Hellboy fan, but I liked it enough to say Ron Perlman was the perfect fit. Now the question for me is: the original Hellboy was a little cartoony, kind of Joel Schumacher-y. Now are they gonna make it a little bit more serious? The question is, how can they make a serious version of a giant red person with horns?
Well, I don't think it was ever really meant to be serious. I have a coworker who actually the other day was trying to break down the whole Hellboy thing because I said I wasn't really a fan, and he got like offended.
Oh wow! And I think he
had an opinion about how the movie was different from the source material, or how the character was sort of fundamentally changed. So it might be just that, like, they're trying to go back a little more true to the source. I don't know. I don't really know too much about Hellboy other than the movies. Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of the Hellboy series either. But you did kind of spark something that we completely neglected, and we do have to apologize for that. Powers Booth died, on the 14th of this month. We did mention Ian McShane back in Deadwood. He was also in that. Powers Booth was.
Powers Booth, one of the coolest roles he ever did, but
yeah, I gotta say, as far as a bad guy, he was amazing.
One of the most iconic bad guy voices of all time.
Yeah, and he didn't do too many good guy roles that I ever remember. Ryan, do you have any that jump out on you? I mean, he was in Sin City, but he was even a bad guy in that one.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not off the top of my head. Gosh.
Yeah, as far as I remember him, like, he's always been a bad guy.
He's one of these guys, I think he was just, to use a little bit of a wrestling term, he's just a natural born heel.
Yeah.
Because he's done a lot, of Sin City, Nashville.
Even in 24, he wasn't a good guy.
You know, if you hear him talk, I mean, you're just like, like, oh, that's the voice of the devil right there. I mean, that, yeah, that's a menacing voice.
It is. And as far, but all the roles I've ever seen him in, he's done a fantastic job. Even at times he was the bad guy you love to hate. You want to kind of be on his side a little bit.
He played Gorilla Grodd in Justice League. That's hilarious.
Grodd. He's done like 69 different roles, but every single one that I've ever seen him in, he has been a fantastic actor in them. And
yeah,
and
definitely I've seen him stand out.
And I've seen him in interviews and things where he's talked. He's a funny guy, too, or was a funny guy. And we usually do at the beginning of the show, and I kind of forgot to remind us to do it, so it's on me. But we do have condolences to his family. I enjoyed the roles that he played. So I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I was disappointed to find out he passed.
Yeah, and also we were a little bit remiss a few weeks ago in April. Uh-huh. Yeah, when Don Rickles had passed away.
Right, yep.
Yeah.
That dude, I mean, I know this is all late and it's all been said already, but oh man, dude. I mean, my dad got me into Rickles when I was a kid. I mean, you know, just, you know, some of the movies and stuff that he was in. But then I got into his comedy, and let me tell you something, man. I mean, whether you were a fan of him or not, you know, you cannot do the kind of comedy that he did without the size of a heart that dude had.
So,
you know,
things.
Like every, yeah.
Okay. So we actually did his very first movie, which was Run Silent, Run Deep.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah,
you should watch that and then watch a review. And the other thing, do us a favor, type in Don Rickles roast.
Oh,
there is a ton of him roasting people.
Yeah, and the old school Dean Martin roasts.
Yeah, you'll
laugh. Back in the '60s.
I guarantee you'll spend wanting more, because I've watched every single one at least two or three times at this point, and they're funny every time.
Yeah,
It helps if you actually know the people he's roasting, but if you don't, it's still funny as hell.
Yeah, and it also helps to know the era that it was coming from, because nowadays it seems a little racy.
It does help a little.
Oh, yeah.
So, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com/RealFlixReviews. Is there a piece of movie news you'd be curious in us giving our spin on, or a movie you'd like us to review? You can also catch us on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and more. So your favorite 80s and or 90s TV series?
I'm going to jump in on this one right off the bat. Nope. I am throwing out Married with Children. That show is funny from start to finish. I would be very excited. They've been hinting at getting the cast back together for a little bit. I'd be interested in watching it, but I don't think it would be the same.
I don't think they could actually redo it. Only do I think the political correctness climate is not right, I just think it was lightning in a bottle. You'd never be able to do
it. I agree. I mean, the cast on that one was amazing. And then you get to see most of the actors in it get out and actually do other things. Marcy Darcy didn't, Jefferson didn't, and Bud Bundy did not make it out, but Christina Applegate, you got Katie Seagal, and I mean, they jumped out after that and actually took off for a little while.
Ed O'Neill.
Applegate kind of fell out, but Ed O'Neill's done a few things
after.
Well,
unlike a lot of them, he's done a lot of things hit and miss. He was in a remake of Dragnet that failed. I think he's in that new Family something show.
Yeah.
He's in, I think he's still in Modern Family.
That's Modern Family.
He's been doing that for a while, and that shows, I mean, going gangbusters these days.
So, I mean, but this was one where, it was for the time, and it was amazing. And I mean, I still watch the old episodes, and Ed O'Neill, when he's ripping into people, I mean, it is the funniest thing.
That show was, if I remember correctly, was actually canceled one. It was revived.
Oh, yeah, it was
canceled.
That was
the
like
show
times.
That was as controversial as The Simpsons back in the days. And if you
almost
watch
as,
it,
almost as controversial as Beavis and Butthead, too.
And if you watch it, you're wondering, how is this controversial? Those were them days.
Yeah.
And I'm going to jump in. I don't know if anybody remembers this show, but I remember liking it as a kid. I haven't watched it since. Perfect Strangers.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I remember that one.
I loved that show as a kid.
I
still don't get the premise because I've never actually seen the first episode.
Really?
Of it, but basically, it's either two cousins or something.
How
you know,
have you
Balky.
Not seen the first episode?
I've never seen it.
Wow, that was a good episode. I remember that one.
I loved that. It was one of those shows that I watched every rerun of it I could, and just such great memories of that show.
All right.
Ryan, as he's kind of creeping me out here.
He's debating. And that's why I jumped out first and jumped on Married with Children, because I knew Ryan was going to go
I'm not sure if that's debating or something else.
No, it's debating. Well, that, and I've never seen Perfect Strangers.
Really?
Never.
Geez. Wow. You're missing the happy dance.
I know. No, I'm sorry. So I've got a 1980s and a tie for 90s. 1980s, I could tell you the title, but I'd rather let a sock full of quarters do the talking. In Living Color, in case you guys didn't get that.
I did.
90s, it's a tie. The obvious one would be Simpsons, but that's sort of like required viewing for anybody, you know, of my anybody under the age of 40. But the tie would be Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, because that was like the show of my youth, essentially. I was raised by that show. You know, that was the closest. Yeah, I know. That was the closest we had to sort of like your what was it? The Saturday afternoon specials where they teach about not doing drugs and whatnot. A lot of those kinds of episodes, but just great writing, good story. That and Animaniacs. Might be the best cartoon
obvious
ever made.
Reasons. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That
just might be simply the greatest cartoon ever.
That cartoon was so ahead of its time. And it's still one of these things you watch today, and there's references that went over your head.
Oh, yeah. There's
about it. You can watch it today having never seen it before. You know, like there's a nostalgia part where I watch Doug or some shit, and nobody, I wouldn't show a 30-year-old Doug. I liked it when I was a kid.
No.
But if you've never heard of Animaniacs, damn, you would laugh.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I got to throw out a few honorable mentions. Of course, in Living Color, he threw that out there as well. But the old Mad TVs from that time.
Sure.
I mean, like he said, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, like, even if we go back to, you know, Family Matters, that was a great show for the time.
Yeah, Family Matters was great.
Well, one of the things I wanted to do, all of the
TGIF stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up, is they had a show back when we were younger that was a block from 7 to 9, and then there was some shows that they would do after 9, but it was TGIF, and it was family wholesome TV that you could watch. That was good. It was a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It was Full House. It was Family Matters, Step by Step. You know, they were decent shows for the time.
Right.
But they were funny. They were wholesome. They even had a few things that, you know, were jokes for the parents that weren't too bad. Even Home Improvement was on there.
I was going to say that would probably be my honorable mention, because I loved that show when I was a kid.
Eh?
I was not a big
If you don't know what that is, shut up.
I wasn't a big fan of Tim Allen's recent show that just got canceled.
No, I hadn't really watched it.
Which, by the way,
was that Last Man Standing?
Yes. Yeah. The most amazing thing is that it's extremely controversial. It was, I think, number 2 in its time slot, 8 million viewers. And without getting political, that's what everybody says it has to do, because apparently Tim Allen is conservative.
Well, I mean, come on. If you look at – I mean, who goes to a Bob Saget comedy show and say that's Danny Tanner? Seriously. I mean, that's a controversial pick.
He is seriously one of the most dirty and disgusting comedians. And he's not even funny.
No.
I watch his special. I guarantee you won't laugh once. Well, you might laugh because you're thinking it's Danny Tanner.
Well, I mean,
that's the thing, is at first it's like a novelty. You're almost watching like a freak show act.
But, yeah.
But it's I think a lot of it is reactionary to his role as that, you know, because he started as a comic. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, he's being stopped on the street like, oh, I feel like you're my dad, too. And yeah, and he's like, ah, Jesus.
Oh, my, the shit he would say. Oh, that one, the Aristocats.
Aristocrats.
Crats, that.
Yeah.
Don't confuse it with Aristocats.
Yeah, it is not about funny cats
dancing and singing.
But I guarantee if you let your kid watch it, you're going to have a very interesting conversation.
Yeah,
afterwards.
You will. Why is Iago talking like that? I mean, that is dirty, 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 dirty.
Because he's a filthy comedian.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go watch The Aristocrats. You will find out.
Oh, well, Gilbert Gottfried, man, that dude's on another level. He was the guy making 9/11 jokes while the buildings were still smoking.
Yeah, and he got fired. His ass got fired for it, too. Yeah,
well, no, he got fired for making jokes about the tsunami in Japan while people were still being washed away.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was like 3 months later that they were still finding bodies and in Hawaii.
Oh, that's right. Japan. He also got fired for making a joke about... there was a guy, he was a comedian. He was only really known for the roasts, even though he was really funny. And he got fired for one of his stuff for making a joke about him dying. And all of his friends were like, the dude would have found this funny if he was living.
Yeah.
So apparently he's made a career out of talking shit and getting fired for it.
Well, I mean, we had a friend pass away who was on the show, and I didn't go up and talk at his funeral because the things I would say wouldn't have gone very well. But he would have thought it was funny. He would have been egging me on. Don't be a pussy, James. Come on. But, you know,
I
knew better than to go up when his family's there and say some things like that.
That's why all the afterwards, you know, we were all like, I wanted to go up. You too.
Well,
you
know, that's like Gilbert Gottfried. He's a Jew with no censor.
And well, that's
by the way,
things,
ladies
and
gentlemen,
look,
a Jew said that. So if you want to get mad, get at him.
Das Bucha. Die Nazi scum.
He can say that. Oh, jeez. I have to say, and a little bit of sidebar running late, that I don't think there's a lot of, like, what I'd call wholesome family comedy these days.
No, unfortunately, like, when Home Improvement went off the air, Seinfeld went off the air, it kind of started petering out. I mean, you had a couple that were, you know, decent, like Scrubs.
But those are on a different kind of plane. I mean, but like, as far as the family stuff, like Home Improvement or Family Matters, Fresh Prince, you know, you got Modern Family, which is the only really one that's come to the top of my head that's actually about home life and family life. The rest of them, you know, Friends, Seinfeld, it's just about people hanging out.
And Seinfeld was really about absolutely nothing.
It actually was. And I mean, if you watch it,
point is, those are on the same level as like Cheers, you know?
The thing I got to say about Seinfeld is Seinfeld was able to actually touch on subjects that were very beneficial for guys. Like, I mean, I just got out of the pool. Like, women understand that now.
That's the neat little benefit about Seinfeld is they were about nothing, so they were in fact about everything.
Yeah,
I gotta
say, you know,
say,
whatever
though,
they wanted to be. Yeah,
but I don't know. See, I thought the 80s and 90s were able to toe the line a little bit better. Like, look at like Night Court and some of these shows.
Oh, jeez, I forgot about Night Court. That's a big honorable mention.
I thought they were family movies, but they were able to toe a line between being adult oriented and, you know, teenager, young adult. That you could watch, because nowadays there's a lot of shows that I'm definitely not fucking watching with my kid.
Well, yeah, I mean, you even had things like News Radio.
Rogan got great.
Phil Hartman was on that.
God rest his soul.
And what was it? The green guy. Why?
But, you know, everything nowadays has gotten so fragmented. You know what I mean? You either have super, super wholesome or you have Breaking Bad, you know?
Yeah.
Which I like Breaking Bad. I'm still kind of.
Oh no,
upset
I
by
do too.
End,
but you're not gathering the family together for must see TV for fucking Breaking Bad.
Yeah, or The Walking Dead.
I would also say there's a middle that they're trying to be wholesome, but they're also trying to be edgy. So they talk about subjects
and that's the thing, because those are the shows like Big Bang Theory, where it's a very adorable, cute, you know, just cute show that's very, very innocent, but also has it's Friends. It's adult humor that's very, very mild, you know.
So I mean, right now the only thing I've got is I've got a TV antenna in my area that's like, what, 5 channels. So I don't watch a lot of television shows without actually really having to look for it online. I just miss entertainment that I could actually sit down, watch with my wife and watch with strangers that wasn't necessarily like Breaking Bad or Walking Dead. Not that I don't like it, but it's kind of fun once in a while just to watch a show that's a tad bit more on the wholesome side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, and you know, gosh, those were shows that everybody talked about the next day because it was the only thing that was on the night before.
Yeah.
You know, now it's like you got to find your one buddy who watches Homeland, and now I got to talk to my other guy who watches, you know, Justified or, you know, whatever.
I will say, ladies and gentlemen, that's why you need to watch Real Flicks Reviews. We watch it all. We listen and talk about it all. So you should contact us at facebook.com/RealFlicksReviews and drop us a line. Talk about what your favorite TV show and or movie is. And how about drop us a line for some movie news. And ladies and gentlemen,
if you got a question, we will consider it.
Yeah, you might get DOS booted, but hey, you never know. So, ladies and gentlemen, for Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston, as always, thank you for listening. Goodbye.